let's move on to the next item. That would be Wayne Posse. He's going to give us a presentation on his analysis of the Cisco security cameras. Wayne?
Yeah, Ken, thank you so much for the opportunity to kind of go over some of this research that I've gotten myself involved in and some of the things that I found. This particular issue was initially raised in 2007, shortly after the Judicial Watch was able to receive the videos from Freedom of Information Act request. And so up on the accompanying the agenda, you have a link to a series of to a PDF that has a series of slides. The presentation will go a whole lot better if you have access to that. And so you can go into the draft agenda in the top part and towards the lower half, see a place where it says this PDF file. And with no further ado, I'd like to just kind of jump in. The slideshow, I'm just going to touch on table of contents, which is slide two. We're going to have an overview. I'm going to go over where Cisco is. I'm not sure if everybody knows exactly kind of where it is and some of the background around it. We're going to talk about the security video itself. We're going to talk about the shadow and the reflected fireball flash that is the centerpiece of this presentation. We're going to talk about some visual impediments because that was one of the stumbling blocks as I've observed it in the past discussions, but I've been able to figure out what the impediments were from some of the photos of the day. Slide three talks about the released videos from the Pentagon. Of course, we know the two security gate camera videos that were released, they include the famous five frames. Of course, there's a source of disagreement about their authenticity and what they really show. The DoubleTree video captures the plane, captures a fireball, but it doesn't show any plane approach or any plane doing anything. It's just not visible or discernible. And then the third one that was released, as far as I know, these are the only three, is the Cisco video. Slide five goes to taking a look at an overview. This is one of the famous overview pictures. The Citizen Investigation Team used a similar one, or used this one or a version of it to kind of mark where they thought where they had their people kind of mark where said the plane went. But what it shows is the Cisco is in the very front. There's a grassy area to the left, and a kind of an arc of trees to the left. While it's not particularly relevant, what we're going to see is some photos of the camera crews in the area. The south path, the one that hits the light poles, as shown here, goes to the south side of the Cisco station. What I believe, and what I'm going to suggest, is actually what's recorded on this video is a picture of the shadow. Slide six shows an overview superimposed on a current day Google map, and what it shows is the south path flight path. It shows where the Cisco station is. It shows that the plane would be about 1,500 feet away. It shows the field of view for the security camera and also kind of the direction of the sunlight. The direction of the sunlight was basically perpendicular to Route 27 as documented in photographs of the day at the time of the impact. Slide 7 is taken on the south side of the Cisco station looking towards the Pentagon on September 11th, and you can see that the building's burning, and the security camera is actually pointed in the opposite direction. Slide 8 is camera crews at the Cisco, and they're actually in that grassy area that was to the left looking, and the photograph is not looking towards the Pentagon, it's looking to the east. Just to give you some background as to what the area looks like. Slide 10, I'm going to get into the security videos, show you what is there. Now, what we see here on the slide 10 is what has been released, effectively. What you see on the top right-hand corner is the dual pump side, and you can see that there's a car sitting at a pump. That's where Sergeant Lagasse is fueling up his vehicle, and that's where he was when he saw the plane approach. That's in the upper top right-hand corner. On the left-hand side, there's a series of four squares. Of those four squares, the bottom left is the single pump side, and that's where you'll see the shadow. As a matter of fact, there's two little blurs there that are the shadow. You can see that they're separated. I will go over those in just a little more detail a little bit later. Slide 11 talks about or shows that during the post-impact or something happens, and what we see is that there's I've circled the area where you can actually see people gathering, going to the doors, and then going outside the doors immediately after what I call the reflective fireball flash. Slide 12 is the is showing the single pump side, and this one here, I'm going to stop and pause a little bit. In the single pump side, what you see here is a car pulled up to the gas pump. It's a blur in that single pump side to the right. And just above it, you see two dark kind of dashes with a white, with nothing in the middle. And if you actually look at the videos, these things just kind of appear and gone. All throughout the video before this, you'll see cars going back and forth across it. And in the appendix, I've highlighted where you can see cars and where the lower parts of the cars and where you can't see them, trying to get an understanding of what the vegetation might have been, the obstructions, things like that. So this is the CITCO video, and that's what we're going to be taking a look at. Now, if we go to slide 14, where we can look at the, we're going to look at these images just a little more focused here. Slide 14 shows the single pump side kind of superimposed or brought into the larger video so we can see them all time synchronized. And you can see where Sergeant Lagasse is. He's to the car side of the pump. You can actually see him moving around during the actual videos. Going on to slide 15, we've highlighted where the shadows are. Slide 16 shows the reflected fireball flash. The ceiling of the CITCO station shows a series of flashes, and that's the most dramatic one, highlighted in red there. But there are two others. So there's a total of three things that kind of light up on this particular slide that you don't see previous in the others, and they disappear in the next frame, which and the frames are one-third of a second. And so there's the three one. The one that's highlighted is flash. There's one between the legs of an A to the left of that. And then on the single pump side, it's much fainter, but it is discernible that there is some sort of a flash, or it appears to be a flash there. Moving on to slide 17, we can estimate it's possible to estimate the speed of a plane by taking a look at the difference between when a shadow appears and when the fireball flash is observed. We don't know exactly. First of all, there's a third of a second error on either side of all these measurements. We don't know how long it would take a fireball to grow and expand and create the flash that would have been recorded. But if you go to slide 18, what you can see is that given the fact that there was 3 seconds between the fireball flash or the shadow and the fireball flash, allowing a half a second for evolution of the fireball to where it flashed and caught, what we see is that the speed of the plane would be someplace on the order of 450 to 530 miles an hour, but it looks like it's on the lower side. Slide 19 asked the question, could the reflected fireball flash be something else? And, of course, the answer to that is yes, it could be. But as I pointed out, other evidence suggests that something happened at approximately the time of the reflected fireball flash. Sergeant Lagasse leaves within 15 seconds of the flash. Customers in the store gather at the door and rush out, so something happens at about that time. And it's not unreasonable, not proven, not unreasonable, that the reflected fireball flash is, in fact, the reflected fireball flash. Slide 21 I'll just talk about them in general. Slides 21 to 23 are slides showing where vegetation is. And you can see that there is there are impediments to where, to having seen the shadow. The top left, the slide 21 shows right near the 11s, just to the right of it, you'll see some trees, bushes that are growing. Slide 22 shows that there's a lot of vegetation in front of the Citgo station. And slide 23 actually is kind of the thing that I was most surprised to find. If you go to Google Maps, you can actually go back to historical Google Street View maps. And June 2008, what we see is those two trees have grown up to be even bigger. And so they were there on September 11th. They were there in 2008. They were to being able to see the entire shadow. I'll conclude with noting that on the slide after where it says questions, there's a link to the 9/11 Truth Outreach website where we've got an article that goes through the same amount of material here. And I think that concludes my talk, and I'll answer any questions to the best of my ability. Thanks.
All right. Okay.
Who
would like to make
comment or ask
questions? Craig. Barbara. Michael, who else?
Dick,
who else? Okay, Craig, you're good.
Yeah, a couple of things. The first thing that struck me when I saw this article, I mean, the headline of your article on the 9/11 Truth Outreach website is Pentagon Plane Approach Captured on Video. Well, this is stating this as if it's an established fact, when in fact it's really just speculation. The so-called shadow, I mean, I haven't found anybody yet who looks at that and thinks it's an airplane. It looks to me more like some sort of digital glitch. But in any case, it's far from established that it's an airplane. So I think you should change the headline on your story to reflect that, frankly. Also, the fireball, I mean, you're saying that the fireball was half a second long. I mean, there's clearly a bright light that comes on the video at some point, but it's very brief. And I can't imagine how a fireball, you know, where thousands of gallons of jet fuel are exploding, would come and go that fast. So I think, and again, in your presentation, you refer to it as a fireball flash, as if, and then, you know, and as if that's established, which it also isn't. So I would love it if you'd comment on those.
Yeah, well,
I'd like to cue also as Lorenzo.
Okay, Lorenzo,
I'll
put you down
your
mic. Go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, as far as the title goes, you know, I actually think it's a pretty accurate, and that's why I'm here defending this, or defending it, or introducing it, and taking questions. As far as the very brevity, remember, I refer to this not as the fireball, but the reflected fireball flash. And what we have, I believe, if you've read the article, or what's in the article, I should say, what you'll see is that there is a police car, or there's a car at the corner that is the source of the reflection, and it moves away, at that time. And so it appears that there are, in fact, it's not a recording of the fireball as if it were a mirror. It's a reflection off of two or three things moving, and the two things that are the most visibly moving is a car going across from west to east that lights up between the legs of the A in that video frame, and the car on the right hand side, that where the reflection occurs. And so that explains to me, to my satisfaction, that these are in fact reflections of something. And because there are multiple ones that light up in this particular frame and only this particular frame, it seems as if they are in fact a very reasonable hypothesis that they are the reflection of the fireball. And as I said, it could be something else, but congruent or the time synchronized with this is Lagasse packs up and leaves within 15 seconds, which is in accordance with what his recorded statements have been, and the people inside the convenience store begin to gather at the door and go out to look. So something happened then, and it seems like it's a very reasonable expectation that it was capturing the fireball.
But the shadow is just a hypothesis as well, is it not? I mean, you don't know that for certain. You're speculating that that's what that was.
I think that it is very reasonable. I mean, what we've done is we've looked at this. If you actually look at the videos, what you're going to see is you're going to see cars going back and forth, and, you know, some kind of cars are going to be black, and then some are going to be white, and then going east, and they're going west. And if you actually look at them, they have a very particular behavior. They move from one side to the other, and there are certain spots where they're not visible, or portions of the cars aren't visible, and you'll see that in the appendix. These particular dual black spots appear simultaneously across what is at least 40, if not a much larger visual space, 40 feet, and they are there in one frame and they're gone, and there's nothing else like that in the video, suggesting it is something very different. And because the observation of many witnesses are that a plane flew over the south side of the Citgo station.
That's not true.
You
don't want to get into too much controversy.
All right.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Somebody has a conversation going on in the background. If you could mute your phone, please, power stick, that'd be helpful. Okay.
There are many witnesses that say a plane went by the south side of the Citgo station. Because the shadow is there, it suggests that is, in fact, a supportive evidence. And so we'll go to the next question. Thank you.
Well, I'm sure Craig would love to refute that. But,
I would love to, yes, but I won't.
Okay. Barbara, you're next.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, good. Thank you. Okay. I want to second everything that Craig said. There's no question in my mind that this is a hypothesis and a very weak one based upon the visual resolution. I'd also like to point out that in the actual article on the 2000 website, there's actually a subhead, are these dark marks a shadow or something else? I mean, Wayne, as the author, is actually putting the question, it's obviously a hypothesis, that he believes is true. And the title is definitely way overstated. But I would also like to point out that under that very headline, are these dark marks, they're actually so-called dual bars. It's kind of strange that a plane would have a shadow that was dual bars. But anyway, the subhead says, are these dark marks a shadow or something else? Question mark. Right under that is a screen capture from a Citgo video. And if you notice, the date is 1/1/93. Now, I read that as January 1st, 1993, not 2001. So I would ask, why is any of these security videos are going to have date and time stamps? So that appears to be the date stamp. So has somebody gone back into the past and found something that fairly fits the official story of 9/11? I'd also like to point out that Wayne did make a misstatement in his opening summary when he said that he wasn't aware, I can't believe he isn't aware of the DoubleTree Hotel video. He said that there were only the two security cam videos from outside the Pentagon and the Citgo video. That's not correct. There's also an extremely important DoubleTree Hotel video. I'd also like to point out that even if this is, the Citgo video is from 9/11, which is a great question because of the date and time stamp, on the video itself, even the screen capture that Wayne has in his own article on Truth House website, I would point out that the time is way off. It's not anywhere close to 9:37 and 45 or 46 seconds, which is the official story time based upon the alleged FDR, allegedly found inside the rubble, which we know wasn't even from the right kind of FDR, according to American Airlines' own press release right after it was allegedly discovered on early in the morning on September 14th, 2001. So anyway, I could go on, but I definitely second everything that Craig said, and I've added what I just said here. Thank you.
Wayne, you want to comment on the timestamp?
Well, first of all, I'm baffled about the comment about 1993. You know, the...
Take a look at your own article.
Yes. Now, there is a timestamp on this that is elsewhere that has the September 11th, 2001, and it's got the time 9:40:35, I believe. So, I mean, there are many things on this, but there is the timestamp. If you actually go and watch the video, you can actually see the timestamp moving as it progresses through time.
Well, not on the screen capture that you put in your article.
Well, so I'm going to encourage you, Barbara, to actually go take the time and go look at the video.
I've looked at it many times. I've looked at it many times, Wayne.
Okay.
I would just ask you, why did you choose this particular screen capture then?
Because this is what they all look like. They all have this particular look to them. So, and the date on there is September 11th, 2001, and the time is 9:40. I don't know what else to say. Now, was there something else you want to...
Okay, well, let's not go here. People can go to the website.
Not on this screen capture in your article. I refer people to the article.
Yeah, people should go to the article on the 9/11 Truth Outreach and see for themselves what the timestamp says. Okay, let's move on to Dick Marble.
I just wanted to say that I'm on the call. This is Sheila.
Oh, hi, Sheila. Well, not a moment too soon. Okay. We hear a few years, it's up next. I'll take you.
Thank you.
It seems that the use of the word fireball flash may not be helpful here, because when you actually look at the supposed frames of the two videos that the FBI released, there's a white flash, which isn't part of the fireball. It happens first. I think Barbara deals with this in her film also. There's a red fireball that occurs sort of on the tail of it, and is there after that white flash has disappeared. And that may be what's showing up in the Citgo station, if there is a connection. But I don't see why one has to assume that that's a shadow of a plane. The flash occurred. I mean, there's no question about that, and that shows up in the video. So whether one can then say that by taking a certain number of seconds earlier, you can conclude that the shadow is a plane is another matter, and I'm afraid I'm not convinced of that.
Okay. Thank you for the comment. And last, Lorenzo.
Well, can I respond? Actually, this is probably going back to Barbara's because we've got sidetracked on the timestamp. Let's just say that if you go take a look above where it says Sunday SN800, you're going to see in the video. You're going to see the timestamp, and it's going to show. It's going to show you the time, 36 and the one I'm looking at, and then it's got the date 9/11/01. There is other stuff to the left, but the thing that is moving as you watch the video is the timestamp that is right above the place where it says UNA00. Now, I also need to address the other issue, because you kind of flew by me here, so to speak, the split, the shadow, how a plane can show up in two spots. The reason this started being discussed in 2007 then appears to have kind of died out is no one could explain why there were two separate separated marks. First of all, the black and white camera is reflecting or is recording the tree as white, and you can see that by looking at the cars going back and forth. And we've shown that there's a tree there, and we show that there is a reason that you will not be able to see the shadow on both sides of that tree if the tree is shown white, and that explains why there are two different pieces of it that are shown. And sorry, I didn't get to that in direct response to Barbara. Okay, next question, please.
Okay, finally, last one, Lorenzo.
All right, this has to do with interpretation and semantics at this point. There's a lot of stuff that is very much interpretation. I can't get into any opinions about what may be or not. But there is one particular description, and fireball generally goes with a fuel fireball, but flash would be explosive, and kerosene or jet fuel is not really explosive as bright as that. So that pretty much cuts out the idea that there would have been any jet fuel ignited at that point. It pretty much leaves an explosive flash, which for a brief moment there was this bright glow around it, and then there was no black smoke. The second or third frame, it was gray or beige and very dissipated smoke. No sign whatsoever of a kerosene fire. So I would venture to say that just flash would have been more than sufficient describing what happened.
Thanks, Lorenzo. But what I was pointing out, and I thought I had mentioned several times, is that this is in fact a reflected fireball flash, a reflection off a car. And
reflection,
if you take a look,
flash. There's no fireball.
Right. That's your assessment, right? So let me just point to slide 16, which is the video that we wanted to take a look at, or which is the where you see the flash. And what's happening is there's a car on the left hand or right below that that is creating this particular flash.
I have no argument with the timing.
Your point, as I understood it, was that the flash, that a fireball would last much longer, that this had to be something else. But this vehicle that is doing this flash, you can see it drive away. So it is.
I'm not arguing with you.
Okay. Well, let's just finish then. So it is the vehicle is driving away, and as it's driving away, or it is parked, there's a reflection, and it lasts one video frame, which is one third of a second, and that's what's captured. You need to clarify what you said. I'm not sure that we're in agreement, but
very much a separate description.
Pardon?
Very much in agreement, except for the term fireball.
You're right. There is something that's happened at just about this time that's going to cause Sergeant Lagasse to leave. It's causing people inside the building to gather out the doors and look out. And so something has happened, and it seems that the thing that is lighting up the roof of the Pico and the other items that are highlighted in slide 16 are related to that event that has just happened. And so it seems reasonable, because the camera is not directed towards the Pentagon but away from it, that these are in fact reflections of something that is in the back, behind
Very
it.
Very interesting analysis. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your question, Lorenzo. And Wayne, thank you for your presentation.